好吧，我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let us read a passage of scripture.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter
1. 雅各书第一章第十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
好，我们再低头有点祷告。
Let us now bow for a further word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，今天早晨和你的儿女，我们又一同聚集在你的宝座面前。
Heavenly Father, on this morning, your children gather before your throne.
我们想要来敬拜你，来赞美你。
To worship you and to praise you.
巴不得你再次借着你儿子的宝血接近凡来到你面前每一个人。
May you use the precious blood of your son to cleanse all of those before you.
也接近这个地方。
And to cleanse this place.
使我们与你毫无间隔。
So that we may, there may be no separation between us.
使我们的敬拜，我们的赞美可以达到你宝座面前。
So that our praise and our worship may reach your throne.
也蒙到你的悦纳。
And be pleasing to you.
巴不得你的圣灵在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us here today.
让我们是在真理，在灵同真理的里边来敬拜你。
So that we may worship you in spirit and truth.
也把感谢归给我们的救主，你的儿子耶稣基督。
We give our thanks to our Savior, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
求你赐下你宝座，在你宝座上赐下你的话语。
Would you give us your, grant us your word from your throne?
圣灵能够开启在我们的心里面。
And reveal it to us in our hearts.
使我们听见就可以照着去行。
So that upon hearing it, we may do.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray in this way in the name of your Son Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在圣经里面，我们经常会看见这样的两个词。
In the scriptures, we will often see two words:
试验和试探。
Trial and temptation.
试验呢，乃是正面的意思。
Trial or test has a positive meaning.
比如说，神试验我们。
For example, God tests us.
试探呢，是负面的。
Temptation has a negative connotation.
神不试探人。
God does not tempt people.
撒旦才试探人。
But rather Satan tempts people.
前不久星期五啊，我们在星期五的查经的里面。
Not too long ago on a Friday night Bible study.
我们查到雅各书。
We read the book of James.
发现这两个词有时候是很难分清楚的。
And discovered that these two words are sometimes very difficult to differentiate.
很容易混淆。
And are very easy to confuse.
在原文的圣经里面，试验和试探其实是相同的词。
In the source language, trial and temptation are actually the same word.
只是呢，在有的场合翻译成试验，那么另外的场合呢，翻译成试探。
In some situations, the word is translated as trial or test, and in other situations, it is translated as temptation.
比如说，在旧约圣经《生命记》第八章。
For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 8 of the Old Testament.
以色列人在旷野漂流四十年。
The Israelites drifted in the wilderness for 40 years.
圣经说是因为神试验以色列人，看他们是否遵守神的诫命。
The Bible says this is because this was a test of God's test of the Israelites to see if they would keep His commandments.
但是同一个希伯来字呢
？But the same word in Hebrew
也被翻译成试探
，has also been translated as temptation.
也说到以色列人在旷野
，also saying that the Israelites were in the wilderness.
他们多次试探神
，many times tried or tested the Lord.
那又比如在新约圣经。
And another example in the New Testament.
我们的主耶稣刚出来传道的时候。
When our Lord Jesus first began his ministry,
被圣灵引到旷野，接受撒旦的试探，
was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
那么同一个希伯来字呢？
The same word in Hebrew,
同一个希腊字，新约是希腊写的，希腊文写的。
And the same word in Greek, because the New Testament is written in Greek.
在约翰福音第六章。
In John chapter 6.
讲到耶稣试验腓力，他的门徒腓力。
Says that Jesus tested his disciple Philip.
当然在这里我们不能说耶稣试探腓力。
So in here we cannot say that Jesus tempted Philip.
因为当时有很多人来聚集听耶稣讲道。
At that time, many people gathered to listen to Jesus preach.
天色很晚了，那么耶稣就试验腓力说。
The hour was late, so the Lord tested Philip, saying,
我们从哪里买这么多饼给这些人吃啊？有五千多人呢。
From where can we buy enough bread to feed these 5,000 people?
其实圣经啊，有很多很多刚才我说的这样的例子。
In fact, there are many examples, similar examples in Scripture.
其实无论是试验也好，还是试探也好。
Whether trial or temptation.
无论是在希伯来原文的旧约圣经，还是希腊文的新约圣经。
Whether in Hebrew, the Hebrew language of the Old Testament or the Greek language of the New Testament,
都是相同的字。
The word is the same.
啊，当然有几个词都有几个词哈，但是都被分别翻译成试验或者试探。
There are a few phrases that are translated as either trial or temptation.
可是圣经明明的说。
But the Bible clearly says.
神啊，不试探人，他也不被人试探。
That God does not tempt people, tempt man, nor is he tempted by man.
但是神却试验人呢。
But God indeed tests man.
而这个试验和试探是同一个字啊。
And these two words are the same.
所以翻译圣经的人，只好根据上下文。
So one who translates the scriptures.Has to rely on the context.
那么在不同的场合，有时候翻译成试验，另外的时候又翻译成试探。
To decide whether to translate trial or temptation in certain
或者说别的类似的词啊。
Or any similar phrases.
大家就可想而知，在不同的翻译版本里边，那么因为翻译人不同，就很难一致了，因为根据人的判断去决定是试探还是试炼。
And as everyone could imagine.It becomes very difficult to reconcile the different translations in different versions of the Bible.
比如说刚才我们念的这节圣经。
For example, in the passage that we just read.
我们的中文说是忍受试探的人是有福的。
The Chinese translation says, he who endures a trial or temptation.
Trial.
Or
just temptation in Chinese.
Temptation in Chinese.
你那个版本呢？NASB 是 trial.
NASB says
trial.
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial.
对，你看，那 NASB 就翻译成试验。那么 那个钦定本中文版呢，又翻译成试探。
So NASB translates the word as temptation, or trial, but the Chinese Union translation translates it as temptation.
所以你们大家想想看，连翻译圣经的人啊都很难一致。
So if we all think about it, it's very difficult for the scripture translators to agree on a word for translation.
那么我们这些读圣经的人岂不更混淆了，更容易混淆，对不对
？How more difficult would it be for those of us reading to decide on a translation?
那么问题就来了。
And this is the problem before us.
为什么我们今天要来交通，要来想要弄清楚这两个词？
Why are we here to fellowship on the definition of these two words?
岂不在这儿浪费我们的时间嘛
？Is this a waste of our time?
我们每一天的生活
，in our daily living，
无论是在公司、在教会还是在家里面
，whether in the workplace。 in the church or at home.
随时随地我们都会面临试探或者试验。
And at any time and at any place, we can encounter trials and temptations.
每一个基督徒啊，甚至每一个活在地上的人，一生都会经历无数的试验和试探。
Every Christian and even every person living on this earth will encounter countless trials and temptations.
有的可能只是日常生活中的一些小事。
Some may be some minor issues of daily life.
很多的时候我们只是没有啊，没有意识到，或者说没有把它分，没有分辨而已，没有不会分辨而已。
And oftentimes we are not conscious of them, or we cannot differentiate them.
有的呢，哎，是生命攸关的啊，生命攸关的大事。
And some of these trials and temptations are important matters of life and death.
其实无论大小，试验和试探啊，都是我们基督徒属灵生命成长必不可少的一部分。
But whether it's big or small, these trials and temptations are all a part of our spiritual growth.
那么这些试验试探呢，一方面有可能能够使我们的属灵的生命啊更加成熟老练。
On one hand, these trials and temptations can help to further make us more experienced and seasoned spiritually.
或者呢，使我们落在网罗和私欲的里面。
Or could entrap us in in the net of our own desires.
所以，导致我们很多人啊，受了不明不白的苦，甚至糊里糊涂的走了很多弯路。
Therefore, many of us have suffered from indescribable sufferings or have gone astray.
有时候甚至于啊，我们落在啊败坏和死亡的里面。
To the point where we sometimes have fallen into evil.
Corruption
or death.
当年以色列人在旷野啊40年观看神的作为。
When the Israelites saw the works of the Lord in the wilderness for 40 years,
观看神的作为40年，竟然不知道神的道路。
Even after 40 years, they still did not understand the Lord's way.
最后的结局啊，整个一代人啊，上百万人几乎全部倒闭在旷野。
And the result was that millions of people fell in the wilderness.
今天我们基督徒啊，我们虽然里面有基督的生命。
Today we Christians, although may have the life of Christ,
我们也有圣灵的内住
and also the Holy Spirit.
但是如果我们不用心去明白神的话的话
but if we do not make an effort to understand God's word,
可能就是我们该顺服的事情我们不去顺服
we may not be obedient or submissive to the things in which we should be.
该要抵挡的事情啊，不知道要去抵挡。
And we may not know to resist the things that we should resist.
该逃避的我们就迎面而上。
And the things that we should flee from, we welcome gladly.
我们求神怜悯我们的无知。
We ask God to be merciful towards our ignorance.
但愿我们啊能够更多的明白神的话。
And we ask that, we hope that we are able to better understand the Lord.
可以帮助我们在经历试验或者试探以后。能够得到的乃是生命的冠冕。
That after persevering under trial or temptation, we can obtain the crown of life.
而不是在黑暗里边哀哭切齿。
And not gnash our teeth in the darkness.
那么现在好不好？我们就来看一看这两个词究竟它们的区别在哪里。
So let us now examine the difference between these two words.
好，我们来看，其实刚才的圣经从第雅各书第一章第十三节开始，我们读到第十八节。
Let us now return to James chapter 1. We will read from verses 13 through 18.
第十三节，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
Verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits to his creatures.
在圣经里面，试验和试探的区别啊，并不在于词的本身。
In the scriptures, the difference between trial and temptation, lies not in the word itself.
而是在于所发生的事情背后的那个源头和那个动机。
But rather lies in the source and the motives behind the events that occur.
如果是试验的话，那么往往它的源头是来自于神。
If we're talking about trial or tests, the source is God.
神试验我们的动机是绝对美善的。
God's motive for testing us is perfect and good.
刚才圣经告诉我们，亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
As we read, the scripture tells us, beloved brethren, do not be deceived.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。
That every good and perfect gift is from above.
啊，这儿我们中文翻译是各样，好像是 various， 好像是各种各样的。
The Chinese translation says various.
其实原文里边是每一件，所有的。都是我们生活日常生活中所有我们看为好的事情，或神看为好的事情，都是从神来的，没有一个例外。
But the original, the source language says that every good and every perfect thing is from above, and there is no exception.
对 ，every or all， 全部都是从生活中美好的事情都是从神来的。
That all and all the good things in this life are from.
都是为着我们的好，不管你信神也好，不信神也好，圣经说。阳光神赐的阳光是好照海好人也照歹人，对不对？
That all of these things whether are for our benefit, and as the scripture says that the sunlight shines on the good and the evil.
尤其是啊，当神试验我们的时候
，especially when God tests us，
所要带给我们的祝福更大
，and He。Brings us a greater blessing.
比如说亚伯拉罕，创世纪第二十二章第一节讲到亚伯拉罕。
For example, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1.
神试验亚伯拉罕。
God tested Abraham.
让亚伯拉罕把自己的独生儿子以撒献上，当作燔祭。
And asked Abraham to offer his only son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕果然经过了神的这个试验，他真的做了。
And eventually. Abraham passed this test.
那么神就大大的祝福他。
And God blessed him greatly.
神说，地上的万国都要因着你的后裔得福。
And told Abraham that all nations would be blessed through his descendants.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父，就是这个缘故。
And for this reason, Abraham has been called the father of faith.
那么生命记第八章讲到以色列人在旷野漂泊四十年。
And Deuteronomy 8 tells us of how Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
神试验他们。
And God tested them.
就好像人管教自己的儿子一样。
Much in the same way that people discipline their own children.
Yeah, 让他们先是口渴，然后又是饥饿。
Allowing them to be thirsty and then hungry.
后来呢，神就把活水赐给他们吃，把那个天上的玛呢。赐给他们吃，活水赐给他们喝。
And then gave them living waters to drink and manna from heaven to eat.
那圣经怎么描述呢？四十年神怎么试验带领他们的
？And the Bible describes how God tested them for 40 years.
四十年之久，他们的衣服没有破，脚没有肿。
And in 40 years, their clothes were not torn and their feet were not swollen.
神试验以色列人的目的是什么?
What was God's intent in testing the Israelites?
一方面就要看他们是不是谨守神的诫命，爱神敬畏神。
On the one hand, it was to test whether they would observe his commandments and to love him.
另一方面，神乃是要训练他们，让他们配得进那个神要带领他们去的迦南美地。
On the other hand, it was to test whether they were worthy to enter the land of Canaan.
神圣经怎么描述那迦南那个地方的？
How do the scriptures describe Canaan?
那里有河，有泉，有源。
There's a land of fountains, brooks, and rivers.
Yeah, 有小麦, 大麦,
of wheat and barley.
然后有葡萄树, 无花果树,
of vines and fig trees.
石榴树, 橄榄树,
of pomegranates and olive trees.
然后奶和蜜, 蜂蜜,
and of milk and honey.
神说你们到那个地方将一无所缺,
and God told the Israelites that there they would lack for nothing.
前不久，我姊妹从公司带了几个橘子回到家里。
A short while ago, my wife brought home a few oranges from work.
她说你一定要珍惜这个橘子，非常好吃。
And she told me you really have to treasure these oranges because they're so delicious.
因为有人送他们公司一箱那个从以色列带来的橘子。
Because someone had gifted her company with a box of oranges imported from Israel.
公司所有的人，很多是不信主的人，吃了都说为什么以色列的东西就这么好吃？
And many non-believers asked, why are foods from Israel so tasty?
我在家里边想多吃几个，还不干，那一次次要少点吃，要品尝那个味道。
And I was afraid to eat too many at once because I wanted to enjoy them one by one and savor
them. I was not allowed to eat all of them.
Not allowed to eat all of them because I wanted to savor the taste of each one.
Yeah. 今天呢, 神试验我们的目的又是什么?
Today, what is God's motive in testing us?
雅各书说, 我们经过试验以后,我们必得生命为冠冕。
James says that that he who endures temptation receives the crown of life.
使徒彼得也说,
the Apostle Peter also says,
我们的信心经过试验,
after our faith has been tested,
就比那个金子被火试验还能坏的金子更宝贵,
which is more precious than the gold which is tested by fire.
当主耶稣基督显现的时候，我们就能够得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And when the Lord, when the Lord Jesus appears, we will receive glory and honor.
这是圣经里面所讲的试验，源头来自于神。
This is what the Bible talks about when saying that the source of all tests is God.
动机都是绝对美善的。
The motives are absolutely good and pure.
那么试探呢？
As for temptation,
源头有两个。
There are two sources.
一个属于撒旦,
one is Satan.
他试探人的动机啊, 都是恶的,
his motives for tempting are all evil.
他的目的是要引诱我们去怀疑神,
his intent is to entice us to doubt God.
比如说在伊甸园里面, 夏娃被撒旦试探,
for instance, in Eden, Eve was tempted by Satan.
撒旦对夏娃说,
and Satan said to Eve,
神是不是说园中伊甸园里边所有树上果子你都不能吃吗？
Has God said not said that all that you may partake of all of the fruits in the Garden of Eden?
当然，夏娃回答他说不是的。
Of course not.
只是园中那个分别三个树上的果子不能吃。
Eve replied, you may partake of all the fruits except those from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
是的，就要死。
Because eating of it will bring death.
撒旦马上就说不一定会死。
And Satan replied, no, you surely will not die.
而且吃了你眼睛明亮，像神一样啊。
Upon eating the fruit, your eyes will be opened like God.
当然，结果夏娃就上当了。
And Eve was deceived.
那么撒旦又是怎么样试探约伯的呢？
And how did Satan tempt Job?
这次他没有用言语去诱惑约伯。
This time he did not use words to tempt Job.
因为约伯这个人很义啊，非常知道。
Because Job was very righteous.
所以他就记得接连而三的灾难。
Instead, Satan used a series of disasters.
想要让约伯去误会神，去怪神。
In order so that Job might misunderstand and blame God.
然后结局就是想弃掉神。
The result being that he would forsake God.
当然我们都知道，约伯没有像夏娃，在撒旦的试探面前，他持守了自己的纯正信心。
And we know that Job, unlike Eve, maintained his integrity in the face of Satan's temptations.
试探的第一个源头来自于撒旦。
The first source of temptation is Satan.
那另外一个呢，就是可以来自我们人的私欲。
Another source of temptation is our personal desires.
我们知道夏娃在伊甸园里边，一方面受撒旦的试探。
We know that Eve in the Garden of Eden, on one hand, was subject to Satan's temptation.
但是她自己站在那个分别善恶树的面前，确实看到那树上的果子真的好看。
But as she was standing in front of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she beheld that its fruit were very beautiful.
圣经说这是眼目的情欲。
The Bible says that this is the lust of the eyes.
然后呢，还能够补老啊，吃了可以有智慧。
And that it could grant one wisdom.
所以他就摘下来吃了。
So she plucked the fruit and ate it.
亚当因为爱夏娃，这是肉体的情欲，所以跟着吃了。
And Adam, because he loved Eve in the flesh, also ate of the fruit. So they both fell into sin and died.
在福音书里面，我们看见我们的主耶稣不光被撒旦试探。
In the Gospels, we see that our Lord Jesus was not only tempted by Satan,
更多的时候他是被人试探。
But he was also tempted by people.
比如说，犹太人说，你能不能从天上显个神迹下来给我们看一看？
For example, many of the Jews asked him, "Could you deliver a sign from heaven?"
我们应不应该纳税给该撒？
Should we pay taxes to Caesar?
有人把一个行淫被抓的妇人带到耶稣的面前。
And someone brought an adulterous woman to the Lord.
问耶稣，应不应该用石头把她打死？
And asked him. Should she be stoned to death?
圣经怎么说?
What does the scripture say?
耶稣知道他们的恶意。
Scripture says that the Lord knew of their ill intent.
就对他们说，你们假冒为善的人，你们为什么试探我？
And said to them, you hypocrites, why do you test me?
这是试探，源头或者来自于撒旦，或者来自于我们人的私欲。
And this temptation is comes from either Satan or from personal desires.
其目的都是要让我们怀疑神，让我们能够落在最终甚至死亡。
And the purpose of which is to make us doubt God or to kill us.
但是如果我们能够胜过试探的话，
But if we can overcome temptation,
那么就像试验一样，神要祝福我们。
Like temptation, after we have endured it, God will bless us.
Like trial, 或者就是试验和试探，如果我们都能够站立得住的话，其实我们都能够得到神的祝福。
If we can endure both trial, either trial or temptation, we will receive God's blessing.
约伯其实站在撒旦的试探面前站立住了。
Job was able to stand firm before Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们，神给约伯的是满心怜悯，大有慈爱。
The Bible tells us that God was merciful towards Job.
所以不仅约伯得到了后来得到了所有地上的财富，比于先前还多。
And Job received much earthly wealth more than he had before.
而且约伯还亲身的经历了神的荣耀。
And Job had personally also experienced God's glory.
那关于试探，还有一件很重要的事，我想给大家提醒。
And regarding temptation, I think there is also another important thing that I should remind everyone.
今天我们作为神的儿女，
Today we are God's children.
我们千万不要试探神。
We absolutely must not tempt God.
因为结局可能是很可怕的。
Because the results would be terrifying.
啊，因为我们讲到试探，往往是讲到说我们人被试探，对不对？但是有时候我们人要去试探神的。
When we talk of temptation, we often say that we are tempted, but sometimes we may tempt God.
Yeah. 圣经啊，多次啊，重复的告诉我们一件事。
The Bible repeatedly tells us.
Yeah, 在出埃及第十七章，民数记十四章。
In Exodus 17 and Deuteronomy 14.
Numbers
14.
那 Deuteronomy 就是生命记第九章。
And Deuteronomy chapter 9.
然后诗篇七十八篇一百零六篇。
And the Psalm 78 and 109.
然后到了新约哥林多前书第十章希伯来书第三章都在反复的重复一件事情。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 3 all repeat the same thing.
告诉我们以色列人在旷野四十年
that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们不敬畏神，反复多次试探神。
And not only did not fear God, but multiple times tested him.
圣经说他们恶意试探神。
And they did so of ill will.
希伯来书啊第三章这样跟我们说。
Hebrews chapter 3 tells us.
啊，圣灵有话说。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says,
如今你们今天若听神的话
today if you will hear his voice,
就不可硬着心
do not harden your heart,
像以色列人在旷野啊惹神发怒一样
as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness,
啊他们试神探神试我探我
where your fathers tested me, tried me,
在那里以色列人观看神的作为四十年之久
And saw my works 40 years.
然后哥林多前书第十章这样警告我们。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 also admonishes us.
不要试探主。
Let us not tempt.
像以色列人那样。
As the Israelites did.
就被蛇所灭。
And were destroyed by serpents.
不要发怨言，像他们发怨言。
Nor complain as some of them also complain.
就被灭命的所灭。
And were destroyed by the destroyer.
他告诉我们说，以色列人的遭遇啊，都要作为鉴戒，被写在圣经里。
And he says that all of these things happen to the Israelites as examples.
就是要警戒我们这些末世的人。
In order to admonish us upon whom the
圣经反反复复提到以色列人的旷野所作所为。
And time again, the Bible mentions the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
可能有人想，今天我们是教会的时代。
Some people might think today is the era of the church.
是恩典的时代，应该不会这样。
The era of grace, such things must not be so.
但是告诉弟兄姊妹，悲剧仍然在发生，经常都在发生。
But I tell brothers and sisters that these things happen very often.
我们不敢举发生在我们中间，我们今天的事情，因为怕落入判断，落入论断。Have an example of today's.
We cannot have example of these things happening today.
但是使徒行传第五章告诉我们一个例子。
But Acts chapter 5 gives us an example.
我们都知道亚拿尼亚夫妇的故事。
We know that Ananias died.
他们夫妇把自己的田产卖了，然后把钱留一部分，然后给剩余的部分给那个教会，给使徒们说这是所有的钱。
We know that Ananias and his wife sold a piece of property and gave the proceeds to the church, but withheld a portion for themselves.
然后就给使徒说，啊，这是卖田产所有的钱奉献给教会。
And told the apostles that this money is all that we earn from the sale of our property.
他们啊，比使徒彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
And Apostle Peter said to them, "Why do you test the Holy Spirit?"
所以他们夫妇分别当场毙命。
So this couple died instantly.
你知道圣经完了以后有一句话。
In the Bible, there is a phrase.
他说当时全教会的人看见的、听见的都甚惧怕。
There's a phrase that appears at the end of the passage, which says that all the people and the church who witnessed this.Were terrified.
有的时候我们的确可以试一试神的。
Sometimes we may be able to test the Lord.
只要我们没有恶意的话，就不能算试探。
As long as we do not have ill intentions.
比如说亚伯拉罕为着索多玛代祷。
For example,
代求。
Abraham interceded for Sodom.
你知道他连续六次问神。
And he asked of the Lord six times.
Yeah, 他开始说，如果索多玛里边有五十个义人，你会毁灭那个城吗？
At first, he asked of the Lord, if 50 righteous men can be found in Sodom, will you spare it?
神说不。
And God said no.
那么这五个呢？
How about 45?
那减掉五个，四十个呢？
How about 40?
神的回答都是不会的。
And God's response was always no.
大概亚伯拉罕知道问的太多了。
And perhaps Abraham asked too much.
就对神说，你不要发怒啊。
And Abraham said, do not be angry.
我再问。
I will ask again.
三十个呢？
How about 30?
神说我也不会灭那个城。
And then God said, I will not destroy the
city. 二十个呢？
How about 20?
神说我也不会。
And God said, I will not destroy the city.
最后亚伯拉罕对神说。
Finally, Abraham said to God.
主啊，你不要生我的气。
Lord, do not be angry.
我再问一次。
I will ask once more.
那如果有十个义人呢？你毁灭那个城吗？
If 10 righteous men can be found in the city, will you spare the city?
神说我不会。
And God said, I will spare the city.
我们都知道是是基甸的故事。
And we know this is a very old story.
基甸。
We know the story of Gideon.
对，他在那个四世纪第六章这样告诉我们。
In Judges chapter 6.
因为当时神呼召他要借着他的手拯救以色列人。
When God was about to save the Israelites through Gideon.
Yeah. 那么基甸为了去印证这是神对他的呼召。
In order to, for Gideon to confirm his commission.
所以他就对神说，我呢晚上把一团羊毛放在那个禾场上。
Gideon placed some fleece by the river.
那个 wool 就是那个羊毛啊。
嗯，
是 wool 放在那个 ，Yeah, okay.然后呢，就说我第二天早上起来，希望这个羊毛是湿的，然后地的那禾场周围全是干的。
And asked of the wool fleece to be dry in the morning, but that the ground all around it to be wet with dew.
第二天早上起来，果然如此。
And the following morning, it happened as he.
羊毛果然是湿的。
The fleece was wet.
然后呢，他把那个羊毛把它拧出来。满满的一盆露水啊，能够领出，周围都是干的。
The wool was soaked with dew, but the ground around it was dry.
Yeah, 他能够把它挤干，挤出来一盆水。
And he was able to squeeze out a lot of water.
Right. 那么基甸想一想，不行，还不够。
And Gideon thought again, and he said, "No, this is not enough."
他说：“神，你不要生气。
”And he said to God, do not be angry with me.
我再试一次。
I will try once more.
我现在把羊毛放在原来的地方。
I will put the wool in its original location.
那希望第二天早上起来，羊毛是干的，周围全是湿的。
And this time I will ask that the fleece be dry, but the ground all around it will be wet.
那我们知道第二天果然像他所想、所希望的那样。
We know that the following day it happened as he had requested.
马拉基书第三章告诉我们第四节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 tells us.
不一定要翻到那个。神这次主动的邀请我们，神甚至主动邀请我们去试一试他。
This time God proactively asked his people to test him.
神说你们应该把当纳的十分之一奉献给我们，归到我的库里面。
He told his people bring all the tithes into the storehouse.
然后全然入库，使我家里有粮。
That there may be food in my house.
你们以此来试一试我。
And try me now in this.
是否我会把天上的窗户打开，把福倾倒给你们。
If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you.
使你们都没有地方去盛装那个神的祝福。
Such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
我们可以试一试神，如果没有恶意的话。
We may be able to test the Lord if.We do not have any
但是毋庸置疑，任何时候我们都不能怀着恶意试探神。
But undoubtedly, we can never have ill motives to tempt the Lord.
因为神的荣耀绝不允许我们试探他。
Because God's glory does not permit us to tempt him.
所以圣经说神不被恶试探也不试探人。
So the Bible says that God does not tempt, is not tempted and does not tempt anyone.
当然作为人我们和荣耀的神是不同的。
But to those of us seated, God's glory is different.
我们肯定会经过试验或者试探。
We most certainly will experience trials or temptations.
连作为人子的耶稣他也经历很多的无数的很多试探。
Our Lord Jesus, in the form of man, also experienced various temptations.
那么我们现在问题是
And the problem before us is
如果我们落在这百般的试炼或者试探中我们应当怎么做呢
If we find ourselves in a multitude of tests and temptations, how ought we to proceed?
好我们来读几处的圣经
Let us read some more passages in scripture.
还是雅各书
Still in the book of James.
我们来看第一章的第一节到第四节。
Let us read the first verse of James chapter 1 verses 1 through 4.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善助十二个支派之人的安。
James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试验中。都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you fall in various trials.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
我们再来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第十三节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条路出路叫你们能忍受得住
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
我们最后来看希伯来书的第四章。
Let us now turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
第十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 through 16.
希伯来书第四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
雅各告诉我们，如果我们落在百般的试验中的时候。
James tells us that if we fall into temptation,
我们要把它当成一件大喜乐的事情。
That we should count it as joy.
Yeah. 但使徒彼得怎么说呢
？But how? What does the Apostle Peter say?
使徒彼得说，在彼得前书一章啊，他说你们落在百般的试验中的时候，你们会暂时忧愁的。
But the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter that when you encounter various trials.You may despair.
Yeah, 就是会忧愁。那么使徒保罗又怎么说的呢
？What does the Apostle Paul say?
保罗说，在患难中，因为在试验或者试探里面，我们会好像都在患难的里面，对不对？他说，在患难中我们会怎么欢欢喜喜的
？Paul says that.
我们说第五章。
That in suffering that we ought to be joyful.
Yeah, 因为在患难就会生。忍耐就会 练成我们的性格。
Because suffering produces endurance.
弟兄姊妹们，你大家看见没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
当我们落在试验中或者试探中的时候。
That whether we that when we encounter various trials or temptations.
一方面来说，我们是应该大有喜乐。
We ought to consider it joy.
在另一方面呢，我们确实忧愁啊，因为在苦难的里面嘛。
But on the other hand, we are also distressed because we are in trouble.
啊，很矛盾。
And is it such a contradiction?
那么在这样的矛盾的里面，我们应该能够做些什么呢？
And what can we do in such a contradiction?
啊，圣经给我们在这方面很多的教导。
And the Bible gives us much instruction on this.
我想今天在这里只简单的分享两点。
Today I would only like to share simply on two points.
啊，第一，我们
first，
我们要忍耐。
We must be patient.
在试验或者试探的过程中，
whether in trial or temptation，
我们的信心哈，不管大小，我们信心会变成我们忍耐的力量的。
Our faith, whether big or small, will become our source of strength.
这就是为什么雅各说我们的信心会生忍耐的原因。
This is why James says that faith will give birth to patience.
那么我们忍耐，一直忍耐下去，那会怎么样呢？
And if we are long-suffering and we continue,
我们在百般的试验中，我们一直这个忍耐下去，最终结果是什么？
And we continue to endure through various trials, what will the result be?
你知道吗？我们身上就开始散发出一种气味出来。
Our bodies will emit this kind of fragrance.
靠近的人都能够闻到这个味道。
That those around us will be able to detect.
大家知道这是什么气味吗？
Does anyone know what this fragrance is?
我特别喜欢我们诗歌本里边的一首诗歌第五十四首。
I particularly like a hymn number 54 in our hymn.
那是我最喜欢的。
It's perhaps my favorite hymn.
那首诗歌从头到尾三节圣经都是讲到那个气味。
In all three stanzas, that hymn talks of this fragrance.
它是讲到沉香、木药的味道。
It talks of fragrance of sandalwood.
你知道吗？在以色列，人死了以后会抹向沉香、木药的。
In Israel, dead bodies were often embalmed with various fragrances.
这是一种死亡的味道。
And this is a type of fragrance of death.
我们忍耐久了，你会经历死亡。
Because after you have endured enough, you will encounter death.
也会是一种复活的味道。
It is also a fragrance of resurrection.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的那个香气。
And this is the fragrance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道忍耐能够带出这样的结果来。
And did you know that long suffering can produce this kind of result?
这个香气就是我们主耶稣基督的见证。
And this aroma is the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
就是基督的性格。
The testimony of his nature.
竟然成形，竟然从我们身上散发出来。
To be emitted from our bodies.
这就是为什么圣经说忍耐试验和试探的人是有福的。
This is why the Bible says that he who perseveres under trial is blessed.
经过试验试探以后，我们必得生命冠冕，生命的冠冕。
Because he who endures trial and temptation will receive the crown of life.
忍耐哈，最明显的表现，大家知道是什么吗？
Does everyone know what the most obvious indication of patience is?
忍耐最明显的表现就是不抱怨。
The most apparent indication is not complaining.
因为人的抱怨哈，直接的或者间接的，都是冲着神去的。
Because whether directly or indirectly, man's complaints are directed towards God.
上个星期我去那个洛杉矶出差。
Last week I went to Los Angeles for a business trip.
我到了机场以后就去租了汽车，然后要准备开车去旅馆。
I arrived at the airport and rented a car to drive to my hotel.
你知道今天的人都离不开 GPS 的。
Did you know that people today can't survive without their GPSs?
开车的人啊。
Drivers.
那么我把 GPS 拿出来，才突然发现我根本没有带那个连接线。
I took out my GPS and I discovered that I'd forgotten the cord.
我明明当时是拿出来了的，后来我回到家才发现就在桌子上，我当时不知道怎么就没把它带到身上。 带到那个我的那个包里面。
And for some reason, I'd left this cord on a table at home and I'd forgotten to pack it with me.
当时我非常恼怒自己。
And I was very mad at myself.
然后呢，也对神说， 神啊，你为什么让这样的事情发生在我身上？
And thought to myself, God, why did you let something happen to me? And I indirectly, blame God, even though I knew the fault was all
mine. 所以我就，你知道吗？
And you know that LAX is enormous, so I was wandering around aimlessly. Like a headless fly.
因为小的时候喜欢活捉那个苍蝇，我们用那个苍蝇做幼饵去弄鱼嘛，用手一抓，苍蝇是活的。
Because when I was younger, I liked to catch flies by my hand to use
as bait.
And then to remove the head and then to put the fly onto a fish.
但是有时候那个苍蝇你头去掉以后，你要是不小心，它会飞的，就到处乱飞的。
But sometimes after you decapitate a fly, it can still fly.
所以我当时在洛杉矶机场就是这样的，无头苍蝇，因为我不是没有 GPS， 你知道我刚刚换了公司的电话，那个是个 Windows Phone，我又不会用。
So I was wandering around the airport like a headless fly, and I just received a new phone from my employer.
我开了将近一个小时，想要找一个商店去买那个线，啊，不知道往哪里开，反正就乱开。
And I was driving around aimlessly for an hour, trying to find a vendor that from where I could buy a cord.
一边开车，我一边说：“神啊，为什么要让我这种事情发生在我身上？”
And while I was driving, I was grumbling, "God, why did you let this happen?"
里面有个声音出来，很特别。
And then I heard a voice.
今天晚上你有的是时间。
Tonight you have a lot of time.
因为我是七点八点钟下了飞机嘛，反正我开到旅馆就完了，没别的事情。他说：“你今天有时间，你就开吧。”
And then this voice said to me, you arrived at around 7 or 8, and by the time you get to the to your hotel, there won't be much left to do, so just continue driving.
所以我差不多开了一个小时，总算找到一个Staple。
So I drove around for about an hour before I found a Staple.
一进门，人家说门店已经关了。And
when I arrived, the store had already closed.
然后我说我就买一根线就可以了，那个人挺好的，那赶快去吧。
And I told one of the store employees, I just need to buy a cord. And the employee said, okay, go ahead.
我就买了一根USB的那个，就这边可以接到那个GPS，另外一边是，你知道现在新的车都有那个USB插孔嘛，就不是电源了，就直接插到USB里边，不就可以了嘛。
And so I bought a cord that had a USB at one end, and the other end was one that was compatible with my vehicle. With the GPS module.
所以呢， 当时一买来以后一插进去，果然那个GPS就可以了。这样我就顺利的找到了这间旅馆，到十点钟了才找到。And
sure enough, I was able to successfully connect the GPS, and I was able to find my hotel by 10.
故事没有完的。And
the story goes on.
第二天早晨起来。The
following morning.
因为我到公司的路哈，到我们那个公司去，大概是15分钟，我就提前15分钟，所以半个小时我就早早的出来，因为我不知道洛杉矶的情形在downtown里边开嘛。 所以我就早早的起来，就准备要去公司。The
next morning, I woke up early and I arrived at my workplace 15 minutes early because I wasn't sure of the traffic conditions in LA.
结果车来把那线接上 ，GPS 不工作。
And when I connected the GPS, it wouldn't function.
啊，你知道吗？有时候那个 Garmin 的 GPS， 有时候那个 USB， 它是真的不 work， 这是真的不工作的。
Did you know that the Garmin USB cords really sometimes don't work?
我那个在车上非常愤怒。
And at that time, I was enraged.
你知道我把那个 GPS 一接往车上，啊，你就为什么不 work？
And I threw down the GPS inside.
现在我的 GPS 那个是可以 work， 但中间有一个黑的，那就是我抱怨发怒的那个见证。
The GPS did work, but there was like a black spot in it.
因为我砸的时候就正好砸在那个 screen 上面。
Oh, because that black spot was the area where I had smashed it.
你知道我当时嘴里说句什么话吗？
And do you know?
我直接冲着神去的。
I directly confronted God.
我说神，你为什么让这件事情发生在我身上？
And said, God, why did you let this happen?
我今天早晨明明没有时间，昨天晚上确实有时间，我今天没有时间的。
I don't have a lot of time to spare today.
你知道吗？人在愤怒中的时候，有时候不抱怨都很困难的。
You know, sometimes when in times of trouble, it's very difficult for people not to complain.
后来我把我的手机拿出来，因为手机上有个地图，我就照着那个地图拿着啊。你知道看天看地图很费劲的，拿着地图就开着车顺着那个地图走过去，啊，走到公司了，非常费劲。然后一边走一边生气。
So what I ended up doing was following the map on my phone, and you know, when you follow a map on your phone, it consumes a lot of energy. So while I was following the map and driving, I was angry the whole time.
Yeah, 你知道人在愤怒中的时候啊，我们有时候甚至觉得神在捉弄我们。
So you know that when we are furious, we sometimes think that God is toying with us.
但是现在回过头来看，我其实到公司一切都迟到了，但是一切都顺利，做什么都是。
But in retrospect, even though I arrived to the office late, everything went smoothly and nothing went wrong.
圣经告诉我们,
the scriptures tell us
你们所遇见的试探, 无非是人所能受的,
that the temptations you encounter
神, 都是人所能受的, 就是哥林多前书第四章十三节,
that the
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
That all your temptations are what you will be able to bear.
Yeah, 神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探，所能够过于你们所能受的。
That God is faithful and will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear.
在受试探的时候，总要为你开一条路。
And will also God will also with your temptation make a way of escape.
叫你们能忍受得住。
That you may be able to bear it.
你知道这句话就是当时我后来回洛杉矶，回到家的路上，在飞机场，洛杉矶的飞机场等那个飞机，我在准备这篇信息，这句话就跳出来了。我回忆我这一路上所经历的，其实还有很多 GPS 的故事，我就开始意识到，原来神真是给我开一条路，但是我为什么要抱怨神？
When I was waiting at LAX for my flight and preparing for this message, this verse jumped out to me. And there are many other stories about that I have about GPS, but I realized that God really made a way of escape for me.
这是第一啊，要忍耐。
This is the first point, to be patient and long-suffering.
因为神知道我们忍耐的极限啊，我们在试探中，我们坚持我们自己忍耐，相信神给我们开路。
Because God knows the limits of our endurance, so we have to be steadfast in our patience and trust that the Lord will open a way of escape and not complain.
那第二呢?
Secondly,
要祷告,
pray.
我们平时的时候,
we have to frequently pray to the Lord, regularly pray to the Lord.
Yeah.
To deliver us from temptation. This is our instruction from the Lord. But if we have already fallen into temptations or encountered trials, then how ought we to pray?
我们祷告神求他给我们智慧,
we can pray that God will give us wisdom.
让我们能够分辨是从神来的试验还是从撒旦来的试探,
that we may be able to discern trials from God from temptations
from God. 撒旦来的试探的话，我们是可以抵挡的。
Because we can resist the temptations of the devil.
雅各书第四章第七节这样说，你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼。
Because James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will.
魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And the devil will flee from you.
但是这是可以抵挡撒旦，如果试探的话，那如果是从神来的试验呢？
We may be able to resist the devil, but what about trials or
tests?
Of course, we cannot resist trials, but we ought to submit to them.
想想看，如果亚伯拉罕当初抵挡神，不献以撒，那结局是怎么样？
Just think, if Abraham had resisted God's testing of him to offer up Isaac, what would the result have been?
当然，很多的时候，我们纵然我们是迫切的祷告，有时候我们还是分辨不清楚是从神来的还是从撒旦来的。
And although we may eagerly pray, we still sometimes cannot differentiate between trials and temptations. Because sometimes Satan can disguise himself as an angel.
那在这样的情况,
so So what should we do in these circumstances?
圣经告诉我们, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐。
The Bible tells us to be faithful in all things, to be patient in all things, and to hope, endure all things. We continue to pray.
我们亲爱的姊妹, Gloria, 最近, 突然生病, 生重病,
Our beloved sister Gloria, who is being hospitalized for her severe condition. Many brothers and sisters have eagerly prayed for her. But we do not know the reason.
但是我们相信神,
but we believe that God's will be done. And we pray that our sister will recover quickly.
圣经的希伯来书第四章告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that our Lord Jesus is our great high priest.
今天他在父神的右边，天天为我们代求。
Who intercedes for us daily at the right hand of the Father. He can sympathize with our weaknesses. Because he himself was tempted. Except he is without sin. Today he can also save us from temptation. Through prayer, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
最后还有一件不大不小的事。
And finally, there is another matter.
当我们落在试验或者试探中的时候,
when we encounter various trials or temptations,
无论发生什么事情,
no matter what happens,
我们不光不能抱怨,
not only should we not complain,
不能抱怨, 或者说不能试探神,
we should not tempt God,
就像以色,旷野的以色列人那样做的,
as the Israelites did in the wilderness.
而且还要注意,
furthermore,
我们不能够口出恶言去攻击人,去攻击, 去毁谤撒旦,
we must be careful not to verbally attack other people,
Or Satan. 为什么?
Why?
犹大书告诉我们,
Jude tells us,
当时天使长米迦勒和撒旦的争, 为了耶稣摩西的尸体和那个撒旦争起来了。
When the archangel Michael contending with the devil,
天使长竟然不敢用毁谤的话去, 去罪责撒旦。
Dare not bring against Satan a reviling accusation. The archangel was only able to say, the Lord rebuke you. Do you know why we should not accuse Satan? Because Satan was once an anointed one.
圣经还有个例子，就像大卫王对扫罗王一样。
Another example in the Bible is how David behaved towards Saul.
因为扫罗王一直想要杀大卫。
Because Saul was contemplating killing David.
但是大卫一直因为敬畏神，他不敢伤害扫罗。
But David, because of his fear of God, did not harm Saul.
为什么？
Why?
因为扫罗曾经是神的受膏者。
Because Saul was once God's anointed one.
我们要相信我们的神是公义的。
We must believe that our God is righteous.
神说,伸冤在我,我必报应。
God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay.
最后我们一起来看一节圣经。
Finally, let us look at one more passage of scripture.
在启示录第三章,
in Revelation chapter 3,
第四节,
verse 10.
启示录第三章第四节。 你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你们，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth.
这个试炼这个词，试炼这个词可以翻成试验，也可以翻成试探。
This word trial can be translated as trial, but also as temptation.
好吧，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
我们的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father, we thank you and praise you.
求你纪念刚才我们的分享交通。
Would you remember our sharing and fellowship?
主对于你的巴不得你再次借着你的灵。 能够讲到我们的心里
so that your spirit may speak these words to our hearts.
这样祷告呢，是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.